Just a handful of Vermont bands get big enough to tour Europe, and that includes this Brattleboro group, Thus Love. The self-described queer post-punk band has also received positive press in Rolling Stone, The Guardian, and other sizable outlets in recent years. There's a move on the horizon. It's not a cruel or a setting sun. And their album All Pleasure is out today. And joining me to talk about it remotely from Southern Vermont are band members Echo Mars and Lou Racine. Welcome, welcome.
Hey, Mary.
Humans always feel that need to put music into categories. For folks who aren't familiar with your music yet, what genre would you put yours in? Like, how would you describe what it sounds like?
Maybe post-punk pop, but jokingly and colloquially, I would say guitar music.
Yeah, I would say we're like a rock and roll band.
Yeah, sweet. What'd you grow up listening to?
Oh, man. Probably like The Clash, Nirvana, Red Hot Chili Peppers. Yeah. The Beatles.
Yeah, yeah, I definitely got a lot of the Beatles. Peter Gabriel was a big one in my house.
Southern Vermont plays a big role in the videos that are being released with a lot of the songs, and also in the songs, too. Finish this sentence. Southern Vermont isn't just my home. It's
a whimsical safe haven for anyone.
Go deeper. Why does it bring you to that description?
Some strange force brings a lot of like-minded people here and has, I think, helped curate some magical expressions in the art world. But it seems that people have an access to the creative divine here, and it permeates.
You wrote that one of the songs on the upcoming album, titled On the Floor, that's it's sort of about looking outside of like a structural, traditional school setting to find true education. Describe what that means. Where are you finding your true education?
You know, allowing yourself to accept a state of almost like communal failure, right? In a historical context and in an everyday context, like, okay, things that I'm doing or thinking or my perspective of things aren't serving me clearly or other people, and maybe they're even harming people. And how do we shift things internally and externally, of course? And I think a lot of that has to do with erasure, history erasure, cultural erasure.
And there is no shifting things externally without working on things internally.
And to take time doing it, right? That's like the main line. Take time to think about it. This is a lifelong process here, being people.
Yeah.
Did you ever imagine that your passports would be stamped and you'd be mentioned in Rolling Stone or you'd be in a rock band in front of huge crowds?
It's a dream come true. It's funny that you just mentioned like the passport stamp thing because, you know, I was just looking at that like, oh my God, like I haven't even had my passport, like not even probably like two years ago. And it's already almost full, you know, it's wild. I still remember, like, our first time in Scotland. We went to, like, Loch Lomond, just, like, sitting at the water. We, like, saw this really beautiful tree, which
this
is funny.
One
like,
tree
like
is
I
awesome.
Should be thinking about the music, which I am thinking about, but I'm just like...
How about 4,000 people in front of you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely think about the moment that you're on stage. It happens really fast. One of my main focal points in my memory is trying to bring my body back to that place without all the brain chemicals, without all of the energy coursing through my body, trying to give a good performance. And I think about that from like a quiet, still moment. And I like think about all those people. And, you know, I could still visualize all the faces, at least in the first couple of rows.
Your album dropping just days before the general election. Are there any themes that are tied to at least like the democratic process or anything that you could sort of...
Oh, God, I hope not. No. Yeah, if our band operates anything like the U.S. government, I would be pretty sad.
Yeah, I would be very
I would
depressed.
Be pretty disappointed in us. No.
I think, like, the timing, you know, wild. I think a really big theme of the record, you know, All Pleasure. It's, like, about, you know, breaking free of that apathy that, like, enables everybody to normalize genocide, to normalize violence. It's an incredibly scary thing, like how numb everybody has become. It's incredibly important to utilize critical thinking, to be aware of, like, your sensitivity to propaganda, you know?
Being in a band, we have learned a lot through other people with really powerful platforms, and how they're choosing to use it to bring awareness to these things is inspiring. You're not right off the bat going to know the best way to make something better or more useful.
But to create a dialogue around it is incredibly important.
Yes.
And circling back to the new album, the title is All Pleasure. How does that reflect what you're seeing? You just mentioned propaganda, apathy, the importance of critical thinking and dialogue in a politically and emotionally charged year.
I'm really passionate about how words are used specifically, how words can have several meanings, how words have had several meanings throughout history, how they are shifted through that, and like pleasure, shifting away from just specifically a dopamine response and actually like pleasure being associated with joy, joy being associated with fulfillment and connection. Accessing fulfillment to a greater extent that involves an interconnection with other people who are, you know, trying to unlearn the same things.
Take time to figure it out. Take time to figure it out.
Hey, I know that song.
Thus Love's new album, All Pleasure, from Brooklyn indie label Captured Tracks, is out today. The band also plays a hometown release show at 8 o'clock tonight at Brattleboro Stone Church. Thank you, thank you, thank you. It was awesome to talk to you.
Thank you so much. We're so honored.
Thank you so much, Mary.
Yeah, really appreciate your time.
Thank you.